You were born with this guidance system that you've sort of trained yourself away from. Now, how would that happen? Why would you train yourself away from a guidance system that is certain to bring you to the culmination of all things that this life experience has shown you that you want? Why would you turn away from a guidance that is that profound? Well, it was pretty simple. You were born to others who had forgotten, who were living a very conditional love. You know, when you see that and it makes you feel good, and you see that and it makes you feel bad, your tendency is to say, we need to control those things. We need more of those and fewer of those. But when you understand that you can't control those, and you figure it out pretty soon, don't you? We like to say, how's it working out? You cannot control what your government is doing. You cannot control what other governments are doing. You cannot control what the terrorist might do. You can't control your children. You cannot control conditions. And if controlling conditions is necessary before you feel good, then you're not ever going to feel good. But what happens to you as you are introduced to this world and you are surrounded by those who are trying to control conditions, and you observe it with your own experience, when you perform in a certain way, they give you a positive response. And when you perform in another way, they give you a negative response. And when you begin to care about their response more than you feel about your alignment with who you are, that's when you get off track. If we were a physical being and we were parenting here in your physical experience, we would make every effort to remember that our child has guidance, that the child has source calling it. And we would do everything that we could to ignite this child's awareness that he has guidance within him, and if he will move in the direction of that flow, he will have a brilliant, wonderful life. We would not, as his parent, stand and try to get his attention by saying, listen to me, I know what I'm talking about. We would not train that child away from his own guidance. And we know that sounds difficult because you say, well, my child would run out in the street. And we say, you don't really know that. It's a rare one of you who has stayed tuned in, tapped in, turned on long enough to encourage your child's alignment with source. You do most of your parenting from your place of separation from who you really are. You see something that you don't want or that you worry about, you beat the drum of it, you separate yourself from who you are. And then from that disconnected, that's too strong of a word, place, you then offer your edicts to your children, and in time, they lose their bead on their guidance that is always there. And then years later, come to a gathering like this, and then we talk about it again so that you can come back into alignment with who you are. You're born knowing. You're born knowing that life is supposed to feel good to you. And when you think thoughts that do feel good, you're moving in the direction of everything that you want. The creative process is three steps. Step one is ask. And you can't stop doing that because the contrast of life causes you to ask. In other words, you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. You know what you don't want, you know what you do want. You have a problem, you want a solution. You have a question, you want an answer. In other words, it's taking place all day, every day. And the source energy part of you is becoming those solutions, is living those answers, is offering the vibration of that and calling you toward it. So step one says, ask. Step two says, source answers what you're asking for every time. But step three is the part that you must focus upon, and that is you've got to be a vibrational match to what you're asking for, or you cannot experience the manifestation of it. So when you realize that you're asking all day, every day, and the source is answering all day, every day, and then you begin to relax into the idea that if you are reaching for the best feeling thought that you can find, you're moving in the direction of it, then you begin to live life in a way that feels so good. So your children are knowing. In fact, they're closer to remembering all of this than you are. Their natural inclination is to not hold a grudge, to get over something that's bothering them. Jerry and Esther spent a wonderful few days in Estes Park this last week with their kids and grandkids, and it was really interesting to watch how even at those early ages, Kate is five, that there is enough contrast in her life that sometimes she clearly knows what she does not want. And Esther, again and again, had to restrain herself from wanting to make everything perfect for Kate, because Esther wants more than anything for Kate to discover that she has control about the way she feels, and everybody around her should not move quickly to try to change the circumstance so that she can feel better. You do such a disservice to your children when you knock yourself out to make everything perfect for them, because then they have no exercise in finding the thought that feels better anyway. In other words, if you teach that you will change the condition, you teach conditional love. But when you teach that they can feel better if they choose to, regardless of the condition, now they are free. If you do everything you can to make everything as good for everybody you can who's around you, gets old pretty fast, doesn't it? But if you make that effort, then they are ill prepared for the rest of the world who will not give their undivided attention to what that person needs. Freedom comes only from your conscious acknowledgement that you can feel good because you want to, regardless of the conditions. Now, we know a lot of people will say, well, what about this? And what about this? They bring all kinds of extreme examples. Well, how do you feel good about this? And how do you feel good about this? And we say, if you've got some negative emotion and you don't recognize what it means and you don't do anything about releasing the thought and reaching for a better feeling thought, don't worry, it will get bigger. And if you still don't do something about it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And we acknowledge law of attraction can parlay some of those thoughts into some pretty big, bad, awful things. And then you say, well, how do you look at this big, bad, awful thing and feel good? And we say, you don't, and we would never ask you to. We don't want you to train yourself to look at horrible things and feel good and numb out your guidance system. That's like putting Novocaine in your hands. This hot stove has been so annoying to me, and now it doesn't bother me at all. Such a relief. For a while, maybe, until it burns the flesh from your bones. And then you say, maybe there was a better way. And we say, there's a much better way than numbing yourself to your emotions. We want you to be sensitive to your emotions. So you say, well, what do I do about this big, bad, awful thing? And we say, turn your attention from it. And often you say, well, if I don't give my attention to this big, bad, awful thing, then aren't I putting my head in the sand? How can I be a citizen that is of value to my environment? And we say, well, you can't help but see some of those things. But the good news is, whenever you see those things you really don't want, you launch rockets of desires about what you do want. And the expanded version of you immediately becomes the equivalent of that. Do you know that you, in this time, place, reality, are experiencing the benefit of a lot of contrast of previous generations? And do you know that future generations will benefit mightily by the contrast that you've lived and what you've put into vibrational escrow? Because the energies being born are coming from that platform of that expanded version of you. Do you get that? Everything that you live and everything that you ask for, that's the vibrational place from which the new ones are being born. That's why they're cable ready when they get here. That's why they understand computers and the internet. It comes easily to them because they came from the basis of all that you evolved to, you see. And so, as you begin to understand that the contrast of life is such a good thing and that it causes the expansion, but contrast doesn't feel good to you unless you're letting yourself move in the direction of the expansion. So when you see that big, bad, awful thing, know that it has contrasting benefit because it helps you ask for a better world or a better life or a better body or a better whatever it is that's so big, bad, and awful. It makes you ask for that, but until you turn your attention toward what you're asking for, you do not feel the relief of law of attraction pulling you toward the manifestation of what you've been asking for. Isn't it good to know that there is nothing that you cannot be or do or have? If this physical time-space reality has the wherewithal to inspire within you a powerful desire, it has the wherewithal to deliver it to you. It is law. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. Nothing is off limits. You will notice a wonderful unfolding. We want you to know that whether we call you forward or not, everything that you want to know is in your vibrational escrow, and we know it. And while we think we've answered everything that you've come for already, we are eager to chew with you upon the specific nitty-gritties of whatever it is you want to talk about. So what is it? Begin right here. Yes.